It'll be a sunny, hot day in the Champaign-Urbana area today. The high will be 92. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight with a low of 66. And then another sunny, hot day tomorrow. A chance of a passing shower or storm in the late afternoon or evening. And a high around 90. On Friends Plaza at the moment, it's 78 degrees.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report this morning, and we're heading out to the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, where Dave Dickey's standing by. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and it is a beautiful Farm Progress morning out here at the Farm Progress Show. The ground's already filling up with people looking around, and we've already had a number of visitors at the tent this morning. If you'd like to come down to the tent at some point today, we're located on West Progress Avenue and 3rd Street. We'll have agricultural panels to talk about the markets throughout the day. We'll have one at 9 o'clock this morning right here in the U of I tent. And then at 11 o'clock this morning and 3 o'clock this afternoon, we'll be down at the AgriGold tent, same street, West Progress Avenue, but they're located down on 8th Street, just down the block from us. Panelists for the meetings today include Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. We hope you do come out, say hi to us, sign up for a rocking chair drawing. Also in the drawing, a digital radio. A fun day out at the Farm Progress Show. Let's go ahead and get into the markets. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, August 27th, negotiated swine purchases were 16,674 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range $57 to $69. The weighted average $62.60, a loss of 80 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts selling from $37.19 to $54, the weighted average $48.02. The Western Daily Direct Hog Report negotiated swine purchases, 14,243. The base price range, $57 to $67.09. The weighted average, $63.90, a loss of $1.37 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts selling from $41.69 to $51.43. The weighted average at $48.54. Midwest Direct Hog prices today expected to be weak to $1 per hundredweight lower on a combination of slowed packer demand ahead of the holiday weekend and seasonally expanding supplies. Terminals called 50 cents to a dollar lower today, tops from $42.50 to $45.50. Peoria is called 50 cents to a dollar lower today with a top price of $42.50. Joining us now at the AM 580 studios is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Ed will be out at the show, though, later today. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. I plan to be. Do you have any traffic updates?
It was really backed up a little bit earlier today, but as the gates are open and the crowd is arriving, I think the traffic is actually clearing a little bit today.
All right. Well, if you get Rick Atterbury, your traffic master out there, maybe give an update. We'll get out there as soon as we can after this broadcast.
And beautiful.
I can tell you that the weather's just going to be hot today, but dry. Wind light. Sometimes the wind is very strong. And even in the afternoon when the wind typically picks up, I don't think it's going to pick up all that much today. A bit of a breeze out there, but it should be averaging 10 miles per hour or less this afternoon. And we're looking at dry weather through the day today, more dry weather expected during the day tomorrow until perhaps the very end of the day. And at that point, we could have a shower or thunderstorm pass through. It's certainly a possibility, but not a likelihood at this point. And then we're going to have more dry weather on Thursday. It'll be a bit cooler on Thursday. We're looking at a high today at the Farm Progress Show of about 94 degrees. Tomorrow, probably getting up to around 90 to 92, and then probably 83-ish for a high on Thursday. So a little bit cooler, a little less humid on Thursday. Taking a look at the Midwest Corn Belt, not much change to talk about compared to what we said yesterday. and not much change in the outlook for the next week or so. Basically, the wettest weather in the Corn Belt remains in the northwestern section. Some clusters of thunderstorms have rolled through portions of Minnesota and Wisconsin, so the rain is way up north and will continue to be there. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will push southward tomorrow into Thursday, but the coverage is going to decrease as those showers and thunderstorms push southward. So I don't think amounts are generally going to be high. If you are in Illinois and Indiana and you get a high amount, it's going to be very localized. Many locations are probably going to pick up less than a quarter of an inch of rain, and in many cases less than a tenth of an inch of rain from this tomorrow night. After that, dry weather sets in for the Labor Day holiday weekend. Temperatures will be hot today and tomorrow, turning a bit cooler on Thursday and Friday, and then a slow warm-up as we go through the Labor Day weekend. So by the time we get to Monday, we'll have temperatures running a little bit above average once again. And next week looks warm, and toward the end of next week, we may have some showers and thunderstorms with the change to cooler weather that may follow after that. But generally speaking, temperatures are going to stay on the warm side, so crops will continue to develop quickly in terms of temperature. And precipitation, not a whole lot, so crops are going to be drying down as well. And looking at some other areas, it does look like there's still some problems in South America. It stayed fairly dry over the weekend in the wheat belt of Argentina, so that's one area that is in desperate need of some rain. We'll be watching that and talking about a whole lot more at the Farm Progress Show commodity panels later on today. And with that, with this look at the growing areas weather, I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers. Let's look how prices fared in the overnight trade. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 681 unchanged, last trade up 8. December, 698 up 3 quarters, last trade up 5 and a half. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 722 down a quarter, last trade up 10 and 3 quarters. December, 737 and 3 quarters, down a quarter, last trade up 10 and 3 quarters. September corn opened at 334 and a quarter, down 1 and a quarter, last trade up 3 quarters. December, 350 and a half, down 2 and a half, last trade up 3 quarters. September beans opened at 850, down 6 and a half, last trade up 3 and a half. November, 870 and a quarter, down 2 and a half, last trade up 4 and a half. September soybean meal opened at 235.70, down 20, last trade up 30. September soybean oil opened at 36 even, down 18, last trade unchanged. Joining us now to talk about the markets right here from the Farm Progress Show Indicator is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we had a pretty good turnaround in the last several weeks in this corn market, but it seems like it has settled down into sort of a trading range affair at this point.
Yeah, I think we're worried about what the heat and the dry did to the total crop in the last month of August, and I think we had a good crop coming across the Midwest. We're worried about the rains in the north and the hot and dry in the south, so the crop Pro Tour last week came in with a little higher than USDA, and the yields coming out of the south are a little better than expected.
We had NASS after the closing bell yesterday give us their latest ratings for the crop. They put the national corn crop at 59% good to excellent, up 1 percentage point from the previous week. Iowa at 70 is down 1. Illinois unchanged at 72. Nebraska down 2 at 77. Minnesota up 7 at 40. And South Dakota up 2 at 61. So improvements up there in the northern part of the Corn Belt.
Yeah, Minnesota had been one of those states where the Ag Pro Tour found better yield than expected. And the rains, they were wet early and then dry, and then wet again. And supposedly there's some good crops in areas there that people were worried that they wouldn't have any.
Turn your attention to the soybean market. What are you seeing there?
Well, we see today we're looking at higher prices. And again, it's worry about did the hot and dry in the south and the southern Midwest hurt the crop? And also then in the north, did the too much rain of the last 3 weeks hurt the crop? And I think that's what's helping hold the beans up here going into harvest.
Yeah, yesterday's NAS numbers putting the good to excellent rating for the soybean crop at 55% improvement, a 1 percentage point from the previous week. The soy, the interesting market, though, remains the wheat.
Wheat is the big one. It's leading. Again, we had Egypt bought another big load from Russia. I think it was 85,000 metric tons announced this morning. And the wheat's been the leader. We have the tightest supplies usage rate-wise in history. And we did make new all-time contract highs last week in the December. We got close in September. We do expect those to continue to lead for a little bit. We expect by fall when we're planting wheat and the South America's harvesting that wheat spike will be over.
It's come to the point where the trade has become just afraid to try to sell this market.
Right. They're afraid to try to sell it. People that are buying wheat from Egypt, by the time they get it there, paying over $10 a bushel for it, and they're still buying it.
All right, then. Quickly, Pete, what are the calls for the day, please?
Calls for the day on corn unchanged up 2, soybeans up 3 to 5, and wheat the leader up 6 to 10.
Thank you much, Pete. And Pete will be on those panels later this morning from the Farm Progress Show. And the first panel beginning just in a few minutes. Todd Gleason already on the stage there, getting ready to go ahead and do that particular panel. And we hope that you will come out to the Farm Progress Show. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.